KSRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Senate Republicans are proposing solutions to the southern border crisis, saying they should be attached to a bill that provides new funding for Ukraine. Bob Agnew reports.
The effort is being led by Republican Senators Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Lankford. Senator Graham says President Biden's border policies are not working and that it's time for a change. Quote, our proposal makes the necessary changes that our country needs at this critical time. Among the GOP demands that the Department of Homeland Security restart work on the border wall, higher pay for border agents, and reforms in U.S. asylum laws. All proposals expected to be rejected by Democrats. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Saturday witnessed pro-Palestinian demonstrations in major cities. They were protesting Israel's military response to Hamas' October 7th terror attack. One Jewish scholar is concerned about anti-Semitism within the Jewish community.
Rabbi Yaakov Menken is managing director of the Coalition for Jewish Values. He tells Salem News Channel that Jews with leftist political philosophies should be alarmed by Hamas's professed intention to destroy Israel.
If those people didn't wake up now after October 7th, nothing will wake them up. But I certainly hope that those people are now coming around to realize, you know, we have real friends and, unfortunately, we have real enemies.
Recently, a Hamas leader promised a second, third, and fourth attack against Israel until the nation is annihilated. George Williams reporting.
A Jewish man's died in California after being attacked by a pro-Palestine mob on Sunday. The victim reportedly was slammed in the head. Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles released a statement saying the incident is the fourth major anti-Semitic crime in the Los Angeles area this year and that violence will not be tolerated. This is SRN News. A big campaign to help the homeless underway in Colorado.
The Denver Mattress Company will donate $15 for every mattress it sells in November to CityGate Network, an association of just over 300 Christian homeless shelters across the country. The company will do a dollar-for-dollar match in each sale of up to $150,000. CityGate Rescue Missions provide food and shelter to homeless people, as well as share the gospel with them. They also help with drug treatment and job training. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden's reelection campaign is outlining a plan to retain the White House by framing the 2024 race around many of the same themes it used in 2020, abortion and transgenderism. A strategy memo obtained by the Associated Press indicates that the Biden campaign intends to basically present the same message that it did 4 years ago, assuming former President Trump will be the opponent. This is SRN News. There's a new warning about decals on steering wheels.
U.S. regulators are warning drivers not to use aftermarket decals used to embellish a car's logo on the center of its steering wheel. Those metal or plastic emblems with an adhesive back can cause serious injury if ejected when the airbag deploys in a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says at least one driver lost sight in one eye after an aftermarket decal covered in rhinestones became dislodged from the wheel during a crash and hit them in the face. Consumers who are currently using these emblems are also being asked to remove them. I'm Shelley Adler.
Two new studies say that daily marijuana use raises the risk of heart failure. The American Heart Association says older adults who don't smoke tobacco but use marijuana are at a higher risk of heart attack and stroke when hospitalized. More details at SRNnews.com.